Here's the hard truth about what you're doing or not doing with your voice and why it sucks. The number one reason your voice sucks is because you don't work on it. Now, last year, I ran 2 marathons, but I couldn't call myself a runner. I could never compete in a marathon. Even though I trained for 6 months and I ran nearly every day, after the 2 marathons, I was knackered. I was exhausted, as you should be and as you would expect. What I was doing was all of the running and none of the other training that I didn't know about. I didn't realise that I should have been doing a certain type of stretching. I didn't realise that that pain in my heel was plantar fasciitis and that I should stop running immediately. I didn't realise that in order to combat some of the difficulties in losing energy while I was running, I had to take more food with me on the run or drink more water the day before and hydrate. Well, actually, that's one I did know because I'm pretty good at drinking water. So that's what I mean by working on it, not just doing the thing, because I'm sure you talk every day. And if you're here watching this video, it's because perhaps you don't think that your voice is very good or working for you. And if that's the case, it sucks. And if you do think that your voice sucks, it probably sucks because you might be speaking, but not working on it. Why are you here? What are you looking for? Why do you think your voice sucks? Do you do a warm-up for your voice every day? Do you stretch? Do you do kind of yoga activities? Do you do anything that relaxes the head, neck and shoulders? Do you practice proper breathing? What are you doing to improve and keep your voice maintained? If you're not doing that, that could be largely why. Whether you know or not what you want to do with your voice and how you want to improve, you still have to work on it. It's a muscle, it's an engine, it's a mechanism that, if left untreated or if left to just work on its own, would just be like me running without any education around running. You'll just get sore, damaged, tired, and it's not healthy. And so your voice probably sucks because you're not doing anything to improve it. Lots of videos on this channel that can help you with that, so I'm not going to go through it now. The second reason your voice sucks is because you don't know what you're using it for. You just speak. You just talk. You probably use your voice just to get by. You probably use your voice because you have to and you don't really want to. Maybe you don't like communicating with people. Maybe you don't know what you're talking about. Perhaps if you had a clearer idea about what you wanted to say, you'd be able to say it with more clarity. Maybe you feel shy or you don't really want to communicate with others and you don't feel like you do fit in, and therefore you're not sharing any message, you're just concentrating on yourself, which means you're not really practicing using your voice for its purpose. To express your ideas, to communicate with others. If that's you, then you need to start figuring out what you're trying to say, who you are. This is a journey into who you are. Which brings me quite directly onto the third point. You don't believe in what you say. You don't trust yourself. You don't trust others. Whatever it is that's happened to you in your life that's made you pull away and not feel comfortable around others, you got to work on that. It's not your voice. It's you. It's your psychological, emotional being, and you don't feel comfortable. So maybe it's not your voice. Maybe it's not other people. Maybe you've got to start looking a little bit deeper into what's driving your need to not communicate as effectively as you could. Because the things that you do to your voice physically to act to free it and to make it more clear, more resonant and more present are actually fairly simple. It's like going to the gym. I could tell you exactly how to build muscle and you just have to do it repeatedly and your muscle will grow. However, same with the voice. It's a muscle, a group of muscles, many muscles. But once you know how to train them, that's fairly simple. Your ability to want to train them, your need to communicate with others is more important. So once you can find out what's going on, why you feel uncomfortable, and get to the bottom of that, then the voice will automatically sound better because you'll likely be clearer with your intentions anyway. And for anyone out there who feels bad about their voice, who might have been ostracized or bullied or keeps getting told to speak up, I've got a video here with a message for you that I want you to hear. And I think it's really important that you check it out. See you there. Got a feeling there's no longer any room for two. And I believe it wouldn't hurt to have the...